You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Cubs baseball today on this Wednesday, the 15th of February. It is Matt Wehmeyer joined by Cubs reporter Kerry Muscat, as Kerry is on the scene at Cubs spring training. And Kerry, the big news of the past couple days regarding Kyle Schwarber, he was examined by the Cubs medical staff on Tuesday, and if he was medically cleared, then the Cubs would allow him to get at least a couple days a week behind the plate with catching activities. So just kind of update us on that, how the examination went, and if it's all systems go right now.
Yeah, Kyle was examined on Tuesday, and we're talking on Wednesday, and we got word this morning that he's been okayed to start up with the catchers. What that means doesn't mean he's going to be catching 6 days a week. What it means is that one or 2 days a week, he's going to be doing some catching drills. He'll probably be out there every morning. The catchers are usually the first ones on the field doing some workout stuff. And the other thing is they can have Schwarber involved in catching drills where he doesn't necessarily have to be squatting down and putting strain on the left knee. So he'll be involved with them. I think the nice thing for Kyle is that he came into camp thinking that he was going to be limited to left field, and now he knows that he'll be allowed to catch a little bit, and that's something that he'd like to resume doing. In the future, the nice thing is easing him into this, he could be catching, you know, a little more regularly in 2018, 2019, but as of right now, he's primarily a left fielder, and he'll be considered during the season as sort of the third catcher, the emergency guy.
And Kerry, I'm curious as to how this whole thing came about. Was it his idea? Did he go up to, you know, management and say, you know, hey, look, I would still like to catch. I still very much have an interest in catching. Or was it the team that kind of came to him and said, you know, what would you think about, you know, resuming activities, if possible, to become a third catcher for this team? How did that kind of come about?
Well, not exactly. I don't think it's been – Kyle has made it any secret that he wants to catch again. That's never been a question. It's just really a matter of what his knee can handle. So it's not a matter of, you know, anybody saying yay or nay. It's just, you know, all players go through physicals when they get down here to Mesa, and it was just a matter of let's see what your knee can do. Let's see what we can allow you to do and go from there. I mean, Kyle's made it clear even right after he had the injury that he still wants to catch. So that's his goal. And I'm pretty sure that Cubs fans will see him in catcher's gear at some point.
Yeah, definitely behind Wilson Contreras and Miguel Montero. That's not a bad option C to have in the form of Kyle Schwarber behind the plate. And Kerry, you mentioned briefly the brace that he's wearing on his left knee. Is how much of an adjustment is that for him? It seems like from the articles you've written that, you know, he's saying the right things and that he accepts that he's going to have to wear this thing possibly throughout the duration of his career. So how is that adjustment going for him? I know that for some players it can be quite cumbersome, but what about for him?
No, it's not cumbersome at all. He said it's just like another body part.
And that's how he's going to treat it, and that's what he will do going forward. So all systems go for Kyle Schwarber, as a couple days a week we should see him behind the plate getting some time. And other than that, he projects to be the starting left fielder for the Cubs when opening day arrives. And Kerry, I just want to get your opinion on kind of the feel of camp as the Cubs open things up on Tuesday, like you said, in Mesa, as defending World Series champions for the first time since 1909. We're going to be hearing a lot of that throughout the season. So just give me a few observations, things that caught your eye, caught your ear, as, you know, this Cubs team that had all these expectations at this time last year, you know, now kind of triumphantly walk onto the field as the team that everybody else is chasing.
It really isn't any different than last year, to be perfectly honest. I hate to crush your buildup here, but it's nothing has changed. They now have 40 pitchers in camp, which seems like a lot. Even Joe Maddon mentioned that it was a little crowded out there, but their same attitude, same approach, which I think is the best thing for the Cubs right now, is to just keep the same hunger and the same, you know, same focus. You know, they want to do it again. They enjoyed the whole winning last year, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, and speaking of Joe Maddon, it seems like, you know, we talked at length last year about, you know, some of the phrases and catchy buzzwords he had. You know, there was embrace the target. There was try not to severely stink, if you will, if there's some young ears out there in the audience. And, of course, what we're hearing and reading so far is that he, you know, he wants his players to be uncomfortable. He's talked about authenticity. And then my personal favorite so far, he's talked about don't forget the heartbeat. So I want you to kind of elaborate on each of those and what the theme is and what the message is behind those words and those phrases from Joe Maddon.
Well, the don't be uncomfortable just means don't get lazy. Don't just sort of sit back and relax and expect everything to just sort of happen. You know, you still have to work hard. You still have to remember that there is a target on you. Authenticity, I think, isn't something that he really had to say, but that's something that's really been a part of the Cubs from day one. These are good people, and they have to be true to themselves and do what they're capable of doing, not try to do too much, and good things will happen after that. The heartbeat element comes from Game 7 and the rain delay, the famous rain delay, when the game was tied against the Indians and Jason Hayward called the players into the weight room, and it was just the players. It was not any manager. It was not coaches. There was no video. There was no statistics. It was just Hayward getting the players together and just unifying them that way in very organic type moment, very heartfelt moment, and that's the heartbeat that Maddon wants them to remember. You know, it's not always about statistics or breaking down video. Sometimes it's just, you know, sort of recognizing what's going on inside of you and making it work.
And they certainly made it work when it mattered most in Game 7. During that rain delay, that whole thing, that speech has already gone down in Cubs lore as something truly legendary and something to build on, of course, for 2017 as they look to repeat as world champions. And Kerry, any designs for T-shirts yet with these things, or still a bit early for that, do you think?
I'm sure that Joe's got the prototypes. He did not reveal any of them to us. One of the players, Kyle Schwarber, was joking that one of the first things David Ross said after they won was turn the page, which meant it is time to move on and aim at 2017. So, of course, we were thinking they should have a T-shirt that said turn the page on the front and David Ross's picture on the back. Not sure if that's going to fly, but we're waiting. I'm sure Joe will have some. He's also prepped us to that there's going to be more. I don't like to say stunts because that makes it sound almost circus-like, but there will be more surprises this spring, and we should expect something on Sunday, which is the first day for the full squad workout. So I'm eager to see what happens then. Any fans in the Mesa area might want to stop by, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, expect the unexpected, of course, where Joe Maddon is concerned, and maybe somehow, some way, Grandpa Rossi makes his way onto a T-shirt in some way, shape, or form here as spring training wears on, and, of course, the 2017 season. And, Kerry, just to wrap up here, you had a very interesting conversation with one of the newer Cubs. John Jay, of course, spent many years with the Cardinals, and he's one of the few players on this team who has experience playing for a defending world champion as a member of the 2012 St. Louis Cardinals. Some of the other guys in that ilk are, you know, John Lester, John Lackey, Koji Uehara. So it's not a lot of guys that have played for a defending champion. Kind of highlight some of the points that he made to you about how things changed going from, you know, the hunter to the hunted now as a defending champion, and just what that's like for John Jay, having gone through that once, and maybe some of the wisdom, if you will, he can impart to this Cubs team as they kind of embark into uncharted waters here.
Well, I think we've kind of touched on it. It's really just a matter of keeping it simple and keeping the same approach. You know, they don't want to try and do too much. Jay said that one of the things that he noticed already being a newcomer in camp is that he can sense that the players are hungry. They're not talking about last year. They're not talking about, you know, the parades and you know, getting the keys to the city or going to Disneyland or anything like that. They're already focused on what's ahead. And that's, I think, goes back to a lot of what, you know, Maddon's also trying to emphasize and the themes here in camp. So it's just a matter of, you know, keeping that hunger and keeping the same approach, and they should do fine.
Yeah, everything.
One little note that you should know is that Jake Arrieta today revealed where he got the tattoo that he got in losing his bid with or his bet with Tommy La Stella. I know that Jake had posted a photo on Twitter of the CCU Coastal Carolina University tattoo. Mm-hmm. CCU beat Arietta's TCU team in the College World Series. Let's just say that Arietta's right cheek now has a new design on it.
I don't know what I could possibly say to top that, so we're going to end it right there. Carrie Luskett, a great anecdote to end things on for this week, and I'm sure it's going to be tough to top next week, but we'll certainly try. Thanks for the time, and we'll do it again soon. On that note, it's Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.